I was joyless. I mean, I can't even tell you how I found the strength to get up every morning, and yet every morning I did get up and go to school. Well, no, that's not exactly true. I was so depressed that I thought about dropping out of Reardon. I thought about going back to Welpinit. I blamed myself for all of the deaths. I had cursed my family. I had left the tribe and had broken something inside all of us, and I was now being punished for that. No. My family was being punished. I was healthy and alive. Then, after my 15th or 20th missed day of school, I sat in my social studies classroom with Mrs. Jeremy. Mrs. Jeremy was an old bird who taught at Reardon for 35 years. I slumped into her class and sat in the back of the room. "Oh, class," she said, "we have a special guest today. It's Arnold Spirit. I didn't realize you still went to the school, Mr. Spirit." The classroom was quiet. They all knew my family had been living inside a grief storm. And had this teacher just mocked me for that? "What did you just say?" I asked her. "You really shouldn't be missing class this much," she said. If I'd been stronger, I would have stood up to her. I would have called her names. I would have walked across the room and slapped her. But I was too broken. Instead, it was Gordy who defended me. He stood with his textbook and dropped it. Whomp! He looked so strong. He looked like a warrior. He was protecting me like Rowdy used to protect me. Of course, Rowdy would have thrown the book at the teacher and then punched her. Gordy showed a lot of courage in standing up to a teacher like that, and his courage inspired the others. Penelope stood and dropped her textbook, and then Roger stood and dropped his textbook. Whomp! Then the other basketball players did the same. Whomp! 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 And Mrs. Jeremy flinched each and every time as if she'd been kicked in the crotch. Whomp, 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 whomp. Then all of my classmates walked out of the room. A spontaneous demonstration.